Guest musician Julian Villard is about to lead a game about some old wives' tales. It turns out many of them are not true, like this one. Did you know that if you swallow chewing gum, it does not stay in your stomach for 7 years? Yes, but you will become the president's press secretary. Let's meet our next two contestants. First up, Janet Wong on buzzer number one. You coordinate your company's employee volunteer program.
Yes, nice. That's right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Your opponent is Logan Staffman on buzzer number two. You're working on a PhD in computer science.
Yep.
Welcome. All right, remember, Janet and Logan, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to the final round at the end of the show. Let's get to your first game. Janet, are you superstitious?
I wouldn't say I'm superstitious, but I do a lot. I have a lot of habits.
Okay.
And routines.
OCD, got it?
I think my near and dear ones know I get up and eat the same thing every morning, follow the, you know, cup of coffee, a little bit of milk, bread, peanut butter. I put my pants on, you know, same leg first, those kinds of things. Yeah. But it's just normal to me.
Just normal. It's the routine that works,
correct,
isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Works for me.
Yeah, I don't like things that aren't perfect. Logan, are you superstitious?
I wouldn't really say I'm superstitious, but I definitely, when I'm going places, think anything that can go wrong will go wrong, so I always leave really
that's
early.
That's pessimistic.
Yeah. So I always leave early, you know, worried I might get pulled over or in an accident or something. So I've never gotten pulled over or in an accident.
Okay. Because you worry about it, so that makes sure it won't happen. That's another form of... Anyways, we're fine. We're all fine. Guess what? You get to play a music parody game called True Fact or Fictitious. And Julian Villard is here to take it away.
We took Stevie Wonder's song, Superstition, which is already hard to sing, and made it even harder to sing and harder to play by changing the lyrics. I'll be singing about famous old wives' tales. Buzz in and tell me whether the old wives' tale is true or false. Be careful, because if you guess incorrectly, your opponent will automatically score the point. The winner will be one step closer to moving on to the final round at the end of the show. Here we go. Fact or fictitious? Eat your chicken soup. Yummy and nutritious. Fights cold by the school.
Janet.
Well, I think it's talking about how when you're sick, you should drink chicken soup, and I believe that's true.
That's it. It is true. Yes, indeed. That's right. Any warm liquid helps fight a cold by improving the movement of mucus through the nose, and it helps prevent dehydration. So chicken soup does help you with a cold, but does nothing for your soul.
I am so hungover. Got severe brain fog. I will feel much better with hair of the dog.
Logan.
I think that's false.
It is false. That's right. Hair of the dog. Right. The rationale is when you're hungover the next day, you drink and you'll feel better.
Doesn't really sound
right. Yeah, it doesn't
right.
sound like it would work, but a lot of people claim that that absolutely works, and they're wrong.
How will I get this gum out of my silky hair? I won't panic. Peanut butter is the way.
Logan.
I think that's true.
Peanut butter will get gum out of your hair. That is correct. Yes, it will. The question is, how do you get peanut butter out of your hair? Scissors.
Don't wanna be forgetful. Brain needs to stay sharp. Gotta eat more fish like salmon, cod, and carp.
Logan.
Is that one true also?
It is true. Fish is brain food. That is confirmed. It actually keeps you smart, but the mercury makes you crazy. This is your last clue.
Lying on the beach, feel a jellyfish sting. Ask my buddy, can you pee on me today?
Logan.
I want to live in a world where it's true, so I'm going to say true.
You really want to live in that world.
Well.
I am sorry. Peeing on a jellyfish sting is false. Which I know makes my history in life a little problematic. But no, urine can actually increase pain by aggravating the stinger and releasing more venom.
Ouch.
So are you wondering what you should do the next time you get stung by a jellyfish?
Sure.
Yeah, of course you are. Most varieties of jellyfish stings can be treated by using a credit card to scrape off the stinger. So first you have to apply for a credit card. As soon as you get a jellyfish sting, get online. I actually was told by a lifeguard or like whoever is working by a beach once to put meat tenderizer on a jellyfish sting. Guess what? Turns out also false. I've been like pranked through jellyfish stings half my life.
Have you suffered many jellyfish stings?
Three.
That's a lot.
Yep.
Are they attracted to you unnaturally or?
I am a lily white woman from Canada. They take me down. All right, Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
They both did great. Logan, congratulations. You are one step closer to the final round.